Do you keep your social media related files in the cloud? You know, photos, video, audio, emails, instructions, and so forth. I'm a big advocate of cloud storage, but only if you do everything you can to protect these files. For example, if you're using Gmail, Google Apps, and Google Drive, but you're not using Google Authenticator, you should seriously consider doing so. It adds an extra layer of security against hackers, because it requires you to take two steps to access your account, your password, and a number code. Having said that, Google Authenticator can become a headache to use and might even cause you to want to turn off the security feature, especially if you log in from various computers or devices. So here's a tip. If you're very mobile and work from several locations and devices, don't set up Google Authenticator unless you can always have your smartphone with you wherever you go. Having your smartphone on hand is by far the easiest way to take advantage of Google's two-step verification settings. All the information you need to set up Google Authenticator can be found on the Google site, so there's no need for me to tell you how to set it up, but I think I can more clearly spell out one thing you can do to save yourself frustration. Once you set up Google Authenticator, you'll be asked to sign into your Gmail account with your password and a numeric code which Google generates for you. The code is text to your phone. When you turn on the security feature, you'll have to go through a two-step verification, your email plus the numeric code, once for each computer you use. Now think about that. That could mean a laptop, desktop, computer at home, a desktop computer at work, two smartphones, and a tablet or two. If you got the patience to go through this process for seven or more devices, you can quickly get frustrated if you have to do it again for any of them. And you may have to. You may have to if you neglect to select Always Trust This Computer option. But even if you select that option, you might have to re-enter a numeric code if, say, you're logging into a Windows computer and you get a significant update to your operating system. The point is, there might be some technical reason you don't understand that requires you to yet again enter a numeric code, even though you've been told by Google you won't have to do it more than once. This can be frustrating because it slows you down. The simplest solution is to have your smartphone with you. Fortunately, Google computer sends the code within seconds, but if you don't have your phone, it won't be so easy. If you're storing important photos, emails, files, instructions in the cloud because as a social media manager you want to access them easily, then you owe it to yourself to spend time setting up Google Authenticator.